I'm stood in the echo-filled room that's soon to be full with handmade art pieces from Lincoln's creatives. Gemma Baker, the woman who started it all, is with us now. So, Gemma, you run Women in the Arts.
So I started that last February.
Yeah.
And we run events, showcases, workshops, networking meetings, things like that.
Very nice.
So that keeps me pretty busy. Like, personally, I'm a poet, but I don't really perform that much anymore because I'm busy with all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that keeps me fairly busy, so I'm going to be super busy now.
And so are you aiming to get more of a whole Lincoln community coming here?
Hopefully, yeah.
Do you want people to lead the workshops themselves?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just, like, really open to ideas and... You know, that's it. The whole idea of it is the community and what the community can achieve when we sort of like all work together and support each other. And so hopefully it will have a big impact on the people that are here, but also an impact locally through like venues and things like that and organisations that we're talking about and championing. Hopefully it will have a big impact in general and tie everything together, because there's nothing really that ties everything together in the local art scene.
Yeah.
It's all very individual. So I kind of just want to be like, bring it together as a whole thing and be like, we have all this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The volunteer-based shop took just over £700 on their opening day after starting the shop with just £13. The shop will be open for 3 months until the end of August. I'm Skye Davis-Rogers for Siren Radio.